Today's shir is Masechta Pesachim Daf Samach Aleph. We will begin on Daf Samach Amud Beis, six lines from the bottom. Ribbono Shel Olam. In our previous shir, we had learned that a Korban Pesach that's brought on Erev Pesach Shaloi Lishma, if it's brought not for the sake of being a Korban Pesach, we had learned that that is a disqualified Korban Pesach. When we spoke about Shaloi Lishma, included in discussing Shaloi Lishma is, as I just said, when you had in mind that it should not be for a Korban Pesach, that makes it Shaloi Lishma, and as we said, that Korban would be a disqualified Korban. There's another example of Shaloi Lishma, and that is if it wasn't brought in for the sake of the true owner of the Korban. And again, the halacha is that if that carbon is brought on Erev Pesach, shaloi l'shem ba'ilim, not for the sake of the true owner of the carbon again would be considered a disqualified carbon. But then we also learned that as much as shaloi l'shma is a problem, an issue on Erev Pesach, on any other time of the year, actually shaloi l'shma is great. Because if you bring a Korban Pesach, all year round, and you bring it lishma, it wouldn't be good. Because of course, the only time one may bring a Korban Pesach is on Erev Pesach. So as much as shaloi lishma is an issue on Erev Pesach, all year round, it's exactly the best way to. If you have this Korban Pesach, we gave a number of examples how you could have a Korban Pesach all year round. There are more examples that we will, Mitzvah Shem, learn. So they're actually shechting such a Korban Pesach all year round. If you shecht it Shaloi Lishma, it's great, because that you can't bring it Lishma, it's not Erev Pesach. So what did that mean? That if you brought the Korban Pesach any other time besides Erev Pesach, and you had in mind that it should be a Korban Shlomim, that would be a good situation. But now ask the Gemara, what happened if you brought it during the year, but your kavana wasn't shloi l'shmeim Korban Pesach, like I just said, that you had in mind it should be a shlomim, but what your intention was, yibayil l'pesach sheshachta b'shayim ha'is shana b'shinu b'aylim. You brought it shloi l'shma, but the shloi l'shma that you brought all year round was for a different owner, not for the true owner. Mao, do we say shinu b'aylim k'shinu kodesh tami? And just like we just explained that all year round, if you had in mind that it should not be a Korban Pesach, it should be a Korban Shlomim, that would make that Korban a good Korban, umach shalei, and therefore the same would be by Shinui Bailim all year round. Oiloi, we don't say that. And although Shinui Kodesh all year round is what's going to make this Korban into a good Korban, it won't work on Erev Pesach. And the way I saw Rabbi Choron in the Kibbutz Shurim explain this Gemara's question is as follows. Do we say that the reason a shechita shaloi l'shma, shaloi b'zmanoi, was shaloi l'shem Korban Pesach, not by Pesach is kosher, is because by Korban Pesach there's a din that a shechita shaloi, there's a psul of shaloi l'shma, and when you shecht it shaloi l'shma, it becomes no longer Korban Pesach. So an Erev Pesach, that's a problem. The rest of the year, that's exactly what they want. But if that's the case, then whenever you don't bring it the way it's supposed to be brought, it's not considered a Korban Pesach. So what's the difference if it was a Shinui Kodesh or it was a Shinui Bailim? It wasn't brought the way it was supposed to be brought. And since it wasn't brought the way it was supposed to be brought, it becomes kosher because it's no longer a Korban Pesach. And that's exactly what we want. Because if it's not Erev Pesach, we don't want it to be a Korban Pesach. Or do we say that the reason why Shinui Kodesh, Shaloi Lishma, when you bring the Korban Shaloi Lishma, it becomes a kosher Korban, that's only when I do the Shechita. So the Shechita, Shaloi Lishma, I didn't have in mind it should be a Korban Pesach, makes it that it shouldn't be a Korban Pesach. However, that maybe is only if the Shaloi Lishma was on the Shinui Kodesh, not on Shinui Bailim. Amar Papa. So Papa said, I asked this question to Rava, and the way I expressed it was, if Erev Pesach we had in mind that I'm bringing the Korban Pesach not as a Korban Pesach, the Korban would be for a different Korban, it would be disqualified. The same halacha would apply in Erev Pesach, the Shinui Bailim post Bismanoi. If an Erev Pesach, as we're bringing the Korban Pesach, we had in mind that it should be brought for different people that own the Korban Pesach, so too, that would fall into the category of Shloi Lishma and would be Pasul. This terrible disqualification on Erev Pesach, the rest of the year, is actually what we want. Afshinu Bailim, the same thing with Shinu Bailim, Shapoistel Bismanoi, Machshiroi, Shloi Bismanoi. In other words, the two should travel together. If the same halacha applies for disqualification in Erev Pesach, it should apply to make the carbon a kosher carbon all year round. Vamali, to which he responded to me, Loi, you can't connect the two. Because Imamat B'Shinu Kodesh, when we speak about Shinu Kodesh, same Psula B'Gufoi, that you want to make the carbon itself disqualified. Instead of being a carbon Pesach, you had in mind that it should be a carbon Shlomim. V'yeshna, and the psul of Shinui Kodesh could happen by any of the Arba Avodas, as we said in the previous year. There are four primary Avodas in every carbon: Shchita, Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrikas Adam, and a Machsheva of Shloi Lishma is a Machsheva that is an issue by any one of those four Avodas. Furthermore, Yeshna Lacha Mesa, that if the person who owns the carbon passed away, his son has to bring the carbon in his place. And if when the son brought it, there was a machshava shloi lishma, there's no credit to the father, and they have the father's assets, who were obligated to bring a carbon, would have to bring a different carbon instead, because he had promised his asset, he had promised the carbon, and now there's a shiva, there's a mortgage on his assets for that. And yeshna, but tzibur k'biyachid. Both by carbon tzibur and by carbon yochid, can we have a concept of shinui kodesh, and that's why shinui kodesh is a very strong psul. Timer b'shinui bailim. When we speak about shinui bailim, ain psul b'gufoi. It's not an inherent psul in the carbon. It's only about the owner of the carbon. Ve'en ba'aba avoidus. The halacha of shinui bailim is only by the zrika. Because as we've discussed many times, the entire purpose of bringing a carbon is that the owner who brought the carbon should have kapara. When is the kapara affected? The kapara is affected by the zrika. So shinui bailim is only an issue, says the Gemara, by the zrika. It's only by the zrika. Ve'en alach mesa, you can't have a shinui bailim when the owner is not alive anymore, because the owner anyway is not here. Ve'ene b'tzibur k'biyachid, there's no concept of shinui bailim by a carbon tzibur, because the entire tzibur is considered the owner of such a carbon, and therefore the tzibur, Klal Yisrael, never passes away. And therefore, even if a person in Klal Yisrael unfortunately passed away, it doesn't affect to be able to say shalom bailim. And says the Gemara, even though the Gemara just said there are four ways how shinui bailim is different than shinui kodesh, says the Gemara, v'afgav d'tati lav dafka, even though if two of those comparisons aren't really that strong, those two other points aren't that strong, tati mi dafka, two of them are very strong strong points. And the Gemara explains it. The Maishna shinui bailim, what do we say that makes shinui bailim different than shinui kodesh? They'll have a psul begufay. It's not about the carbon itself, the machshava. It's a machshava about the ownership of the carbon. It says the Gemara, psul machshava ba'almahi. What's the point here? It's not that it's a different carbon. It's what my machshava was. So just like shinui kodesh, psul b'machshava ba'almahi, it all emanates just from the wrong machshava. V'su, hada omar, Shinu Bailam Eina Lachamisa, that you said that after the person passes away, you can't have Shinu Bailam, but you certainly could still have Shinu Kaidish, says the Gemara, Rapechas Pereder of Ami, Damas Sheh Shinu Bailam Lachamisa. It is possible to have Shinu Bailam even after the owner passed away. That means that if the owner dies, the halacha is the son has to bring the carbon, and the carbon becomes now the son's. So if that's the case, you still have bailum to the carbon. Michael Maimer. So these two distinctions that the Gemara wanted to say exist between Shinei Kodesh and Shinei Bailum are not necessarily absolutely true. But there were two other distinctions that the Gemara says, Tantami is Dafkahu, are certainly still applicable. And therefore, that what was they? That they don't apply by all the Avoida. Shinu Kodesh is by all four Avoidas. Shinu Bailim is only by Zrika. And that Shinu Kodesh applies by a carbon Tzibra and by a carbon Yachid, whereas Shinu Bailim is only by a carbon Yachid. So we still have differences. And therefore, says the Gemara, Ela Amarava, Pesach Sheshachta B'Shayim Moshashana B'Shinu Bailim. If a carbon Pesach was brought all year round B'Shinu Bailim, Nasa Kamisha Enloi Bailim Zmanoi, it's considered like if there was no owner to a carbon Pesach, if when it was brought in Erev Pesach, and a carbon Pesach that's brought without any ownership is not a valid carbon, just like a carbon Pesach that's not brought without any ownership is not considered a valid carbon, so too is this carbon, even though it's all year round, when it's brought with a machshava shinei bailim, is possible. Actually, I saw Rav Shach Tzitzal says that Am Gemara is proof that the Gemara said that the son takes over the carbon that the father brought. So, ask Rav Shach, a son is a Yairish of his father. A son inherits his father. But a son doesn't, Makachim, says Rav Shach, are not mominous. It's not assets that the father brought, had left over, that the son yarshins. So how do we understand when the Gemara says that the son takes over the father's obligation? So he says that the fact that the Torah says that the carbon that the father designated and the father passed away, now the son brings. And according to this opinion that the son brings it, he's considered that he's a full-fledged Jewish. Why? Because we see that when he brings it, he even does smicha on the carbon. The loch is that the only one who may do smicha on the carbon is the owner of the carbon. If the son weren't considered the full-fledged owner of the carbon, then how could he do smicha? From here we see that the son is considered the full-fledged owner. But we see here also, even according to the opinion that the son isn't the full-fledged owner, the carbon that the father had promised to bring, you have to bring, the son has to bring. Not only does the son have to bring, but there's an obligation on the estate to bring that carbon. But if the father is unfortunately not here, what's the point of bringing a carbon for a person that's not here? So from here we see, as the Medrash says, the Pasuk says, Kapil Amcha Yisrael, Elu Achayim, Asher B'disa, Asher Elu Amesim, Shemeskaprim, B'momen Achayim. That even after a person is no longer here, he still needs a kapara, and we could bring a kapara for him by giving tztaka on his behalf. And that's the bekar for the minig, that we give tztaka, particularly by Yiskar, other times for a kapara for the people who are no longer here, that even though they're unfortunately no longer here, our tztaka that we give on their behalf could be of great help to their neshamas. Next Mishnah discusses that the differences between the Karban Pesach and other Karbanos, and because of the unique point, some of the unique attributes of a Karban Pesach, they have some very specific halacha. The Karban Pesach, unlike most Karbanos, is primarily bought for the sake of eating it Pesach by night. And therefore, since the point of the Korban Pesach is that it should be eaten Pesach by night, you have to bring the Korban Pesach on behalf of people who will be able to eat from that Korban Pesach, Pesach by night. And furthermore, as we're going to learn, the halacha is that the Korban Pesach is brought l'menuyov. The Korban Pesach is brought for people who registered for that Korban Pesach. And therefore, says the Mishnah, shachta shloi la'ichov, if you shachta the Korban Pesach on behalf of individuals who cannot eat from the Korban Pesach, Rashi says, chaylo zaken, an ill person, an elderly person that can't eat a kezayis of the Korban Pesach, so therefore you brought it for those people, the Korban is disqualified, as we'll see. So Tosfos Divrei Maskil Shochtoi asked the question that if the people that you brought the Korban Pesach can't eat from the Korban Pesach, the halacha is that the Korban Pesach is automatically disqualified because it's Eloi Oichlim. There aren't people here who could partake of this Korban Pesach. So Tosfos says that in terms of the people who registered for the Korban Pesach, there were people who registered for this Korban Pesach who are Baruch Hashem able to eat. But when the Kohen brought the Korban, he only had in mind individuals who individuals from that group who are not able to eat. And therefore, there is no issue of Shloi L'Menuyov, but there is clearly an issue that the person brought the Korban Pesach only had in mind people who can't eat, or he had in mind Shloi L'Menuyov, that the halacha is that, as we said, that the Korban Pesach has to be brought for people who register for that Korban Pesach, and he had in mind for different people, he had in mind L'Arelim. The Torah HaKadosha says, regarding the Korban Pesach, V'chol Oral L'Yoychel Bob. And who is the Oral that's not allowed to eat? That's somebody who's Achav Mesu Machmas Mila. His brothers died because they experienced the Bris Mila, and they weren't able to survive that Bris Mila. Typically, it's defined as somebody, a family, who has a history of hemophiliac. So the halacha is we don't make a Bris on that brother. So Rashi's definition is that even though the person is an Oinus, he didn't have a Bris Mila because he can't have a Bris Mila. It's dangerous. Still, he's an Oral, and the halacha is that an Oral, if you can't eat from the Korban Pesach. That's Rashi's opinion. What pushes Rashi in that direction is because if the person is an Oral because he didn't have a Bris, because he didn't want to have a Bris, then he's an apikiris. Such a person certainly can't bring the Korban Pesach. We don't need a special limud for such an individual. But Tosfos disagrees, and Tosfos says that somebody who's meso echav machmas mila, that his family passed away, such an individual actually, Tosfos says, can bring, for he's an honest rachmana patri. And here, Meso Achas Mila is somebody who didn't have a Bris Mila, but to answer Rashi's concern, the reason he didn't have a Bris Mila is because he doesn't want to undergo the pain of having a Mila, and that's the reason why he's disqualified. Or he had in mind L'Tmeim, he had in mind for people who are Tamei, who also may not eat from the Korban Pesach. In all these cases, the halacha is possible. However, says the Mishnah, if he had a combined machshava, loichlov and shloi loichlov, he had in mind both people who can eat from the Korban Pesach, who can't. Lemenuyev and shloi lemenuyev. Lemulim and lereilim, he had a combination machshava, letmeim and letahirim. In all these cases, it's tahar, it's kosher. And Rashi explains, we learned this in the previous question, in Shir, because when you shecht an animal, you have to eat just the kezayis of the carbon of that carbon, you have to have a full-fledged shechita on the whole animal. And therefore, if you had in mind one individual who could eat from that carbon, the halacha is that whole shechita is already a kosher shechita. So here we have that we have to have a minui. People have to register to be part of the Karban Pesach. He says that, so the Brisker Rav says, the halacha of minui in a Karban Pesach is different than the halacha on min, in all other kabbonis. He says, by all other kabbonis, the purpose of bringing the carbon is to affect a kapara. So as long as the carbon was brought on behalf of the person who needs that kapara, the person will have the kapara. So technically, says the Brisker Rav, if I know somebody is mechuyev in a carbon, and I bring the carbon, I am his friend, and I go and I bring the entire carbon on his behalf, and the kohen has in mind that person, then the halacha is that it's a kosher carbon. Whereas by Karban Pesach, the purpose of the Karban Pesach is to eat the Karban Pesach. So you have to have in mind the person to that's going to eat the Karban Pesach, and therefore, since you didn't have that person in mind, you only had other people in mind, the halacha is that the Karban Pesach is possible. And as I saw, the Migdash David explains that the psul of Shloila Menuyev is not because that they're not registered. The problem is, when you bring the Karban Pesach, you have to have in mind somebody who's going to eat from that Karban Pesach. And if there's nobody, if you didn't have in mind anyone who's going to be eating from that Karban Pesach, the carbon will become pasul. And therefore, the Migdash David suggests that, let's say, when you brought the Karban Pesach, you didn't have in mind anybody. So on one hand, you didn't have in mind any Shloi L'Mnuyev. You didn't have in mind anybody who's not registered. You didn't have in mind anybody who's Shloi L'Oichlov, somebody who can't eat it. The carbon will still be possible. The reason the carbon will be possible is because the purpose of the carbon is that the carbon should be eaten. And here, this carbon can't be eaten. This carbon wasn't brought for any machshava of being to eat. So our Mishnah, ready, the second daf that we're learning, is discussing that the Kayan brought the carbon not in the proper way. He had in mind Shloi L'Oichlov, Shloi L'Menuyov, L'Ereilim U'Tumeim. So I saw that the Sefer Chashukei Chemed asks, what would be the halacha if somebody brought a carbon, Pesach? But it would really be by every carbon the same question. And the Kayan had the wrong machshava. We just had a number of examples of the Kohen having the wrong machshava by Karban Pesach. It could be by every carbon, as we learned and will learn. If a Kohen has a machshavas pigel, the halach is that the carbon is possible. So what would be the halacha if the Kohen brought it and the carbon became possible? And now I have to bring another carbon. Could I say that I refuse that carbon, and I come and I see it's the same Kohen who already brought my first carbon improperly, is going to be the carbon, now be the coin for the next one. What's the halacha? Could I refuse? So he says that the Gemara Masechta Kedushin, Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis, say there's a big discussion if Kehanim Shluchid Rachmana or Shluchid Adon. How do we look at Kehanim? Are they considered our Shluchim, or are they considered Shluchim of our of Kadosh Baruch Hu? What's going to be the nafkamina? If there's shluchei d'don, so I could say, I don't want this individual to be my shliach. But if there's shluchei d'rachmana, I'm not the person that can make that decision. So he says, therefore, that this question, if I could say I don't want this kohen, particularly like in our case, where I have a good reason to say I don't want this kohen, the halacha should be that I could say I don't want him. And he says then, an interesting question, there was unfortunately somebody in the hospital, he wasn't well, and there was a doctor who did an operation, and the doctor who did the operation was unsuccessful. And he now needs to have another operation. And the hospital would very much want that doctor, that's the only surgeon or the best surgeon that they have, and they want him to do the next surgery. Because if they're not going to have the same doctor do the surgery, and they're going to have to bring a different doctor from a different hospital, it's going to be very expensive. The patient says, I don't want this patient. I don't want this doctor to be my doctor again. The first operation wasn't successful. I don't want him to do it again. In fact, he says there's a Gemara, Masechta Baba Kama, Daf Pei Hei Amud Aleph, that if somebody did damage to someone else, and we know the halacha is that if somebody is mazik, he has to pay ripui, he has to pay to heal this person, and this mazik is a doctor. So the mazik says, I'll be your doctor instead of having to pay doctor bills for somebody else. So the Gemara says that the patient could say, Domasalai ka'arya ba'arba. And as Rashi and the Rishonim explain, you were the one that was mazik me. I won't accept that you should be my doctor. So he says that this question was asked to Rabbi Yoshev Zatzal, and Rabbi Yoshev said that there's a difference. If the first doctor did something deliberately wrong, so the patient could say, I don't want you to be my doctor. But if the first procedure which failed was not something that the doctor did deliberately, he just wasn't successful, then he says that they could say we want that doctor. And particularly he says that if that doctor is actually a better doctor, but even professional, even great doctors have days where they aren't successful, he should use the better doctor, even though he personally had a bad experience with him. As we discussed in the previous year extensively, the Korban Pesach is brought in the afternoon, after the Korban Talmud. So it teaches us the Mishnah, Shachtoi Koidu Chatzois, if the Korban Pesach was brought before Chatzois, Pasul. B'shem Shenema, because the Torah, when it speaks about the Korban Pesach, says, Bein Abayim, and we discussed yesterday, Bein Abayim has to be in the afternoon. We also learned that the Korban Pesach is brought after the Korban Talmud. Says the Mishnah, Shach the Koidim of Talmud, but if somebody brought the Korban Pesach before the Talmud Shebein Abayim, kosher. However, let's say he brought the Korban Pesach before the Korban Talmud, Uvavad she adam memaras b'dama et shizur k'dam, et shizur k'tamid. What should happen is he brings the Korban Pesach, and now he has the blood for his Zrika. And now he realizes, oh, we were supposed to bring the Korban Pesach first. So what they should do is, shech the Korban Pesach. But we have all this blood from, shech the Korban Tamid. But we have all this blood from the Korban Pesach that we're going to need to do Zrikas Adam. So what we should do is have somebody stand there and mix that dam. And by standing there and mixing that dam, it will prevent it from congealing. Because once the blood becomes congealed, it can't be used for Zrikas Adam. And we know that any carbon that doesn't have Zrikas Adam is not a valid carbon. And then, after we finish the carbon tamid, then Nizrak, if you do Zrikas Adam on the carbon Pesach, kosher. So the Shagas Arya says that here we're learning that the Shechit of the Tamid has to take place before the Shechit of the Korban Pesach. But not only is the Shechit of the Korban Tamid have to take place before the Shechit of the Korban Pesach, but the Zrika of the Korban Tamid also has to take place before the Zrika of the Korban Pesach. So there's an interesting discussion. When Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, so when we daven or when we bench, we have to say both Ritzei. When we bench, we have to say Ritzei, and we have to say Yalav V'yavai. So the halacha is that, which do we say first? The halacha is Tadr V'sheina Tadr, Tadr Kaidim. So therefore we say Ritzei, which comes every week on Shabbos, before we say Yalav V'yavai. So the Shagas Arya was asked if somebody began saying Yalav V'yavai before saying Ritzei. Should he stop the Yalav V'yavai? And then he realizes that he didn't say Ritzei. Should he stop the Yalav V'yavai and start saying Ritzei? Or maybe he should continue saying Yalav V'yavai and saying Ritzei afterwards. So says the Shagas Arya, based on the halacha that we just learned in the Mishnah, that even if he already started saying Yalav V'yavai, he should interrupt his Yalav V'yavai and then start saying Ritzei. Why? Because the fact that our Mishnah says that one began bringing the Korban Pesach should stop in the middle and he realized that he didn't bring the Karma Tamid, stop and bring the Karma Tamid, therefore the same thing should be here. Although, it's not necessarily the same. Because shechting the Karma Pesach and doing the Zrik of the Karma Pesach are considered two distinct avoidas. Nowhere in our Mishnah, of course, that would the Mishnah suggest that if the person's in the middle of the Shechit of the Karma Pesach and he realized that he didn't bring the Karma Tamid, should he stop in the middle of the Shechita? Of course, he should finish the Shechita, just then go bring the Karma Tamid, and then go back to the Zrika of the Karma Pesach. But if you're in the middle of Yala V'Yavoy, it may not be exactly the same. So the Gemara, the Mishnah spoke about Shloi Loichlov, Shloi Lemenuyov, and the Gemara tries to explain what does that mean and why are these considered such serious disqualifications. Tana Rabbanan. Ketzer Shloi Loichlov, what does Shloi Loichlov mean? L'shem Chayil L'shem Zaken, if the Karma Pesach was brought for an elderly person or a sick person that can't eat of a kazayis of Karma Pesach. Ketzer Shloi Lemenuyov, what does Shloi Lemenuyov mean? Shenim Nalav Chabur Zeh, there's a group that registered to eat from this Karma Pesach, and it was shochted L'shem Chabur Acheres, is brought for a different group. Ask the Gemara, how do we know that these are such serious, significant disqualifications? But not immediately, the Tanar Abaron, the Pasuk that speaks about the Karma Pesach says, "B'michsas nefashos ish lefi achle techayis olaseh." Michsas means a number. Melamish ena Pesach nishchat el lemenuyah. The Karma Pesach has to be brought for the people who registered to eat from that particular Karma Pesach. Yochel shachta shloy menuyev. If you didn't have them in mind, ye ka'ovel a mitzvah that I did the wrong thing. However, the carbon is still kosher. Tamaloymer. The pasuk says. And one time b'mechsas, and then the Torah uses the words t'chosu, which is also number, refers to a group. Hakosov, shanalov hakosov l'akiv. Whenever we speak about kachim, there's a very important rule that if the Torah says a rule twice, it means that if you didn't follow that rule, the carbon is disqualified. So we just learned the concept of menuyov. And not only did we just learn the concept of menuyov, but we learned the concept of menuyov twice. From here we learn that if you didn't bring it lemenuyov, the carbon is possible. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, the Lashon Sursi, in T'chaisu is an Arab word, and the Pasuk is teaching us, shechtiv me the carbon on this on my behalf. And therefore, here, we also have a raya that it has to be brought for the people who, the carbon has to be brought for the people who are the owners of the carbon. Ask the Gemara, so these are proof about Shloi Lemenuyov. Shloi Oich Menolon, how do we know that if you shechted the carbon Pesach for people who are unable to eat of the carbon Pesach, it's also disqualified? Amakra, Ish Lefi Oichlov Techosu. So that's speaking about the people who can't eat from it. And the Torah connected these two halachas. And as I saw, the Rishonim say, very strong pshat here, that even though in the subject of Shloi Lemenuyov, the Torah said the halacha twice, and as we just learned, if the Torah says a halacha twice, it's ma'akif, but that's only by rule of Shloi Lemenuyov. The Torah hasn't said the halacha twice, but Shloi Lemenuyov. But since we see that Shloi Lemenuyov travel together with Shloi Lemenuyov. So the Shloi Lemenuyov, Shana Lov Akosov L'Akiv, and therefore the carbon is considered a disqualified carbon, so too will be the halacha by Shloi Lemenuyov, that's the halacha, so too will be the halacha by Shloi Lo'ichlov. Says the Mishnah, we learned, says the Gemara, Shachta L'She Lemulim, we shechted the Karm Pesach for people who, Baruch Hashem, had a bris mila, who are registered on this carbon. But when he brought the carbon, he had in mind, that he had in mind that people who can't eat from the Karm Pesach, because they didn't have a bris milah, that the Zrika should be done on their behalf. Rav Chisda Amar Pasul, Rav Chisda says that is enough of a reason that this carbon should be Pasul, and Rava says that it's kosher. Rav Chisda Amar Pasul, because Yesh Machsheves Reilim Bezrika, that if somebody had a mind by the Zrika that it should be for people who are Reilim, it's possible. And that could take place not only during the Zrika. It could take place even during the Shechita. Rava Amakasher, Shem Machsheva Sarelim Bezrika. Even if you had a Machsheva by the Shechita, the Shem Arelim, it doesn't disqualify the carbon. So Taisus, on Amar Aleph, the Remask L'Shachtoi, says that even though we're having here a machloikus between Rav and Rav Chisda, it's not about a Reilim, it's not only about a Reilim. The same halacha would apply, says Taisus, by a Cholev Zokin. The Gemara is saying, regarding anybody who can't eat from this Karban Pesach, or may not eat from the Karban Pesach. So Taisus asks that we have a rule that ein machshavas oichlem bezrika. This machshava that you brought it for a person who can't eat from the carbon is not a disqualification for zrika. So here, why is it? What's the discussion? So the Ri explains that, and that's the way we learned the Gemara, that the machshava that's being discussed here didn't take place during the zrika. There, if the machshava took place during the zrika, the carbon would actually be a kosher carbon. The machshava here took place during the shechita, but the machshava during the shechita was on the zrika. Taisus quotes the Riva that says that there are two types of machshava. There's a machshava that I want to have people who can't eat from the Karban Pesach eat from it. And then there's a machshava that we want people who can't eat from the Karban Pesach should have a kapara from the Karban Pesach. When we say, says the Riva, the ein machsheves oichlem bezrika, says the Riva, that's only when during the zrika I had in mind that somebody who can't eat from the Karban Pesach should eat from it. The Kohen had that in mind. And that zrika has nothing to do with achila. Shechita is what's connected to the achila. But if somebody had, if the Kohen had in mind when he did the zrika, that somebody who can't participate in this Karban Pesach should have a kapara, that wasn't what, that is a disqualification. Or actually, that's the machloikis that we just learned of Rava and Rav Chisda. The Rambam says that the contention that Taisus said that Arelim is the same as a Chol or Zokin is actually not the right way to understand. He says Rav and Rav Chisda are speaking about Arelim. He says Arelim are different than Shloi Lo'ichlov. Shloi Lo'ichlov, for people who can't eat from the Karban Pesach, a Chol or Zokin, Shloi Lo'menuyov, their disqualification is indeed only during the Shechita. But here we're talking about an oral. His disqualification has nothing to do with ability to eat or not eat. And therefore, his disqualification takes place even during the, perhaps, or as we're learning now, it takes place even during the Zrika as well. Amarava, Menon Mila, where do we learn that this would be, even though he had in mind that the Zrika should be for people who can't participate in the Karban Pesach, the carbon is still fine. The Tanya. The Braisa says that an Oral can't participate in the Karban Pesach, as we learned earlier. They call Oral or Yochabai. So the question is, Yochel Yifsa B'nei Chaburim Eboim Imai, that let's say you brought a Karban Pesach and you had in mind an Oral and other people who can eat from the Karban Pesach. What would be the halacha? But then who? We can make the following argument. Hoil of oral peiselus. Oral is a disqualification as far as Karban Pesach is concerned. And tumma peiselus. And tumma is a disqualification. Just like ma tumma lo yosba mixes tumma could call it tumma. That if somebody had in mind tumayim and tahirim, the halacha is, as we just learned in the Mishnah, it's kosher. Af arla, so too by arla, the halacha is, le'asaba mixes arla could call arla, and if you didn't have a mind only arelim, the carbon will still be kosher. Oi, suggests the Braisa, kalach l'derech su, we could perhaps make an argument to learn like this. Hoil for arla paselis, that arla is a disqualification, as we just learned, as man paisel. If the kohen had a machsheves pigel, that he had a mind to eat the carbon pesach, after the time that you're allowed to eat the Karban Pesach, the carbon is pigel, it's possible. Mazman, osba mixes man could call man, that even if the Kohen had a machshava to eat just one kazayis after the proper time, that would be enough to disqualify the entire carbon. Af arla, the loch ought to be oxed by mixes arla, kakal arla, and even if you had in mind one oral, even though you also had in mind people who are not a relim, the carbon should be puzzled. So we have two different directions on which we could go. So says the Braisa, Nir lemi doima, what is the better comparison? Dover she'ena noy b'kol zvachim, should we learn machshavas arla that doesn't apply by all kabonis? From Machsheves Tumah, because the halach is that if somebody is Tomei, of course he may not enter the Beis HaMikdash, of course he may not eat from the carbon, but you could bring a carbon in his behalf. Only by Karban Pesach, for as we've been learning in our entire shir, the purpose of the Karban Pesach is lachila, that the Karban Pesach should be eaten, and if you bring it from the Tomei who can't eat from the Karban Pesach, it becomes disqualified. So oral and Tomei are both halachas that are unique to Karban Pesach. V'ayichich zman, we shouldn't bring a raya from pigel, that's noig b'kol hazvachim. Or, the Braisa says, o'kalach l'derech su, we could make a different argument. Don and davish lo'ihutu m'klolo, there's never a halacha, there's never a case that an oral may eat from the Karban Pesach. Midavish lo'ihutu m'klolo, there's never a case that if the kohen had a machsheves chutz l'zmanoi, that carbon should be a good carbon. V'al teichich tumo shut m'klolo, as we learned and we will learn, there's a special halacha by tumo chutz b'tzibur, that if most of the tzibur are tamei, we could bring and eat the Karban Pesach. So what is the better comparison? Tamaloima. So the Braisa concludes zois, but the Gemara doesn't explain what does that mean. So asks Rava, my zois, what did the Braisa mean with the word zois? Ilema is the, we're going to say that the pasuk is coming to teach us the kula arla pasla, that only if there was a machshava only for relim is the Karban Pesach pasul. However, miktsosalei pasla, if you didn't have in mind only a relim, the Karban Pesach would be fine. Ask the Gemara if that's the way you're learning. Hai mikol arul nafka. We already learned that from the fact that the Torah says v'kol arul is enough to teach us that only if everybody was an arul is the Karban Pesach possible. Otherwise not. El laf. How must we understand the Braisa? Hachiktani. Tamloima v'kol arul. The pasuk says v'kol arul. And that pasuk teaches us the kula aral apostle, only if you only had in mind a relim is the carbon disqualified, miktsasulai apostle. But if you didn't have in mind only a relim, the carbon would not be disqualified. V'chitema. And if you'll make an argument to say, who adin l'zrika, that if you had in mind by the zrika, kula arla, that the zrika is only being done for people who are relim, mi apostle, the carbon will be apostle, tamalayim zois. So from here we learn, v'shchita, who the Karla Arla may apostle. If the Shechita was done only for Arelim, then the carbon is apostle. Ava Zrika, if the Machshava took place during the Zrika, even if the Machshava was Afilu Kula Arla, only for individuals who are Arelim, nominally apostle, the carbon still would not be apostle. So Rav is making a very strong argument that the halacha of Machshava that disqualifies the carbon Pesach only is by the Shechita. By the Zrika, it doesn't make a difference how serious of an improper machshava was there, the carbon will still be kosher, even if it was kulei arelim. Ask the Gemara, v'im tema my kul Zrika, why are we being so lenient and saying that any improper machshava during the Zrika won't make a difference? Says the Gemara, the machshava is oichlam b'zrika. The whole purpose, as we keep on explaining, of the Karban Pesach is regarding oichlam, to be able to eat the Karban Pesach. And that was said by the Shechita. It wasn't said by the Zrika, and therefore any improper machshava by the Zrika will not, according to Rabbah, disqualify the Karban Pesach. Rav Chisda, who says that if you had in mind a relim by the Zrika, the carbon is possible, says Ad Rabbah, Lidach Gisa, I could explain the Braisa just the opposite. Tamaloimer, the pasuk says v'chol arul, kula arul apostle, miktsasulai apostle. Only if you had in mind only a relim is the carbon disqualified. If you didn't have in mind only a relim, the carbon will not be disqualified. That's by the shchita. Avos rika, but if you had a machshavas, an improper machshava for a relim by the zrika, there afilu miktsasa. You didn't have in mind only a relim. You had in mind at least some a relim. It's also going to be disqualification. V'chi tema, Why are we being stricter, says the Gemara, by Zrika than by Shechita? Shouldn't we say, Hu adin l'zrika, that just like by the Shechita, if you only had in mind the Reilim, that's when it's disqualified. But Zrika also, we should say, Ad ikka kula arla, unless you only had in mind a Reilim, loy pasla, it shouldn't become disqualified. Tamaloy mezois, that's why the Torah uses the word zois, that by Shechita hu de miktsas loy pasla. By Shechita, if I didn't only have in mind disqualified individuals, is the carbon not disqualified. But by Zrika, Afila miktsas apostle. Ask the Braisa, the Chitema, ask the Gemara, an understanding of Chizda's opinion. The Chitema my chumid is Rika. Why are we being stricter by the Zrika than by the Shechita? Says the Gemara, the loy mikva pigel el bezrika. The halacha is that a carbon that becomes pigel, that if you had a machsheves chutzlos manoi, as we said earlier, the carbon becomes pigel. But a carbon only becomes pigel, as the Gemara discusses extensively, Masechta Zvachim, is if you had that disqualified machshava throughout all four avodas. But let's say somebody brought the carbon and had the shechita shaloi l'shem chutz l'zmanoi, and then he did the kabbalah or one of the other avodas with a machshava chutz l'mekaymai. Since that machshava wasn't consistent throughout all four avodas, it's, of course, a disqualified carbon, but it isn't pigel, which, as we discussed in our previous year, a carbon which is pigel, and somebody eats such a carbon, Rechman Otzlan, is chayiv karis. So now, when do we know? What is the defining moment that will determine that a carbon is pigel? Zrika. So since Zrika is the defining moment that makes the carbon possible, that's why Zrika should be treated differently. So the Sfasemis asks, it's not that Zrika is more chomer. It's that Zrika is the last avoida. And after the Zrika, there's nothing else that can be done. So he says that the point of the Gemara is not that Zrika makes a pigel. The fact is that the Zrika is the final avoida. And the fact that the Zrika is the final avoida gives it that chomer. Mask of Larvashi. So Ravashi asks a question both on Rava and Rav Chisda. Says the Gemara, M'mhai de kol oro. The basis of both of their limudim was that the pasuk, when it says v'kol oro, kula oro mashma. It means only if you had in mind a reilim. And if you didn't have in mind only a reilim, the disqualification of a reilim would not take place. Dilma hai v'kol oro, the way to understand v'kol oro, mashma kol oro. That even if some of the people are a reilim, it would be disqualified. And that's why Kasra Rachman Zois, that the Ika Kula Arla, unless this everybody's an Arl, Loi Pasul, it's not disqualified. And that Allah will take place, Loishna B'Shechita, Loishna B'Zrika, that you have to have Kula Arl, which is just the opposite of both what Rav Chisda and Rav said. Because the Rav said that by Zrika, Arelis is not a problem at all. Rav Chisda said that by Zrika, even Mixus Arl is possible. And here we're learning that Arla is a psul by Zrika, but it has to be that you only had in mind a Reilim, not only partial a Reilim. So their definition of the psukim have nothing to do with what we're discussing in our shir, and therefore the Gemara brings a different source that we're going to learn in the next shir, how to understand this machlaikus.